Countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
With the pressure these days to build homes as quickly as possible, it's not often you find a group of people who celebrate the fact that their house project is taking years. But up on Forth Mountain, which is just south of Wexford town, a group of volunteers and craftspeople led by Pauline Shannon have been doing exactly that. Since 2019, they've been slowly and carefully restoring an old cottage. And after 6 years of work, there's finally been a milestone moment. The roof is now complete. Well, our reporter Della Kilroy went to meet the team as they put the finishing touches on their home.
Pauline, she's the boss lady.
Pauline,
you're wanted.
Well, we're on Forth Mountain, which is the highest point in South Wexford, even though it's not really a mountain, it's just a hill really, but everywhere around it is very, very flat. So there are huge views right out to the Salty Islands, down to Hook Head, and you can see back up to the Black Stairs at the north end of Wexford. We're standing at what was Furlong's Cottage on Forth Mountain. Forth Mountain was an area of very poor land in Wexford and nobody really wanted it, so it was commonage. And what happened generally was that a second son in a family from a farm would come up here, build a little house, take some land, reclaim it basically from the mountain and make a little farm which was self-sufficient for themselves.
I'm on Forth Mountain, where for the past 6 years, local volunteers have been busy restoring an old homestead deserted in the 1950s.
There was a guy called Jim Furlong lived here, and it was basically on a crossroads of paths across the mountain. He played the fiddle, so it was quite a music house. Carmel actually would know quite a bit more about the history. Carmel.
Jim Furlong was last. Furlongs were the last family to live here and vacated a cottage in the 1950s. And, you know, things had become, people had moved off the mountain at that stage and the state had bought the land. Quilcher developed the forestries. It was a very different scene 100 years ago to what it is now. Like little roads crisscrossed the mountain everywhere and there were dozens of houses like this. So really what we're doing here is recreating a sample using all the traditional methods of building.
I call it the men's shed, the men and women's shed up here in the mountain. But there's a great social aspect to it, you know, great dedication also.
Conversations about everything, anything, even the benefits of net curtains. And someone said the place rings with laughter every day we're here. And it really does, doesn't it, Karma?
And what keeps the whole thing together really is the social aspect as well as the reconstruction.
You're going to show me around now. We're going to walk in. So maybe
absolutely. Yeah. It's a small little cottage, two windows and a front door with another room, which we think was an animal shed. And we built back in here, built up the walls again with stone and mud, then used lime mortar for sealing the walls.
And you can hear people working away. What's going on here today?
That's right. Today we're plastering the chimney. Our stonemason, Pat Hickey, is with us. We also have some bits and pieces here which we found when we were digging out.
So we have a kettle.
A pot, rim of a wheel. We have lots of glass bottles. An old hobnail boot.
Wow,
that we found.
A really old looking boot.
Isn't it?
You can see the sole is fully
worn.
These
things were dug up when we were actually excavating to find the footprint of the cottage.
Some have described it as a Cayley house.
It has been described as a Cayley house, and I think that was in latter years. It was a Cayley house. Jim played a bit of music and they went away again. He also taught music, so it was a Cayley house as well, even though it was so tiny. You can't imagine it being a Cayley house, but apparently it was the centre of life for the mountain.
You're going to introduce me maybe to a few more people?
Absolutely. Pat can shout from the roof, but I'm not sure you'll pick him up.
Okay, Pat, how are you fixing your nails there?
Yeah, I can do another three or four.
Okay, we'll try this trick.
Yeah. Pat is our stonemason and absolute integral part of the group.
We're looking at a picture of it from 2019, before the work was done.
So really, there was just some stone above the ground. You could walk by and say there's nothing there. Everything growing up in the middle of it, on top of it, around it, it was barely visible. You're here today, the roof is on. So that's great. It's my first time seeing the roof on. It's got a life of its own. It looks like you could live in it now. I'm going to make some lime wash with you later on. You'll be able to see how traditional lime wash was made. this one. So it's normally a combination of lime, sand and a bit of gravel in certain proportions. It looks like baking a cake. There's a bit of chemistry involved.
It's been a labour of love for the community. With the help of council grants and weekly meetings, they want to showcase life as it once was on the mountain.
I got involved when I retired. I was working in the vocational school in town, or what used to call the techs. So at that stage, my wife was wondering, what the hell am I going to do with you sitting around at home all day watching snooker on the telly? It was the early part of it really was just building up the walls, literally from nothing, really. A lot of the skill was just to find a stone that would fit the gap. And I remember one day I watched him, he says, is there any greater pleasure than seeing the stone that matches the gap that you're looking for, you know? And I could see what he was talking about. You know, if it never gets finished, I'm just happy to be involved. There's always something to be done here.
Local carpenter John made the traditional windows and doors for the cottage. He has memories of life on the mountain going back to the 1960s.
It was very desolate and very quiet up here, do you know what I mean? Because there was no forestry roads right now, it was just forestry. It would have been a hard life. Because even if you look out around, you know, you see the marks of the old little fields. They grew their own few potatoes and vegetables. And you can see inside there the wheel of a cart. And should have been, I suppose, a pig or two and a cow. That's, you know what I mean? That's about it, the basics.
What's it meant for you personally to be involved?
I like, you know, the way the old things were made and where they put the effort into it. You know, there was no shortcuts, there was no nail guns, there was no compressors. It had to be done the hard way. And was genuine craftsmen, you know what I mean? Where now it's the quickest way in, the quickest way out. There was no such thing as draft proof and then weather strips and all that. It was just the bare necessities.
And there was music in this
more
house.
More nightly, yes. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Well, at that time, there was no television, no radio. And so you made your own music, do you know what I mean? And it was like, go from house to house, you used to go and play cards and things like that.
What would it mean to you to have some music and life back in
here? Oh, it'd be brilliant, do you know. It'd create a complete new, different atmosphere, do you know what I mean? It brings new life to the area as well, do you know?
The roof went on the other week, the doors and the windows are going on soon. What would you like to see here?
Well, we might have the odd event here, the odd local event maybe, and the storytelling.
Get the fire going. I think it's essential we get the fireplace going.
And there's a great revival in music groups around, not just the county, but because of the Fla and that kind of stuff. Just the involvement from people and some historical references to that music. So it's a great memory for people to have as well, you know.
Della Kilroy there reporting from Furlong's homestead on Wexford's Fourth Mountain, and best of luck to them with their project.